welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved,
Jesus saved. Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. It's a great blessing to be along with you. Thank you for including the broadcast as a part of your day. Pastor Burroughs will be along with us in just a little bit, looking at Psalm 119 and looking at the God who can cause things to take place for His glory and for His honor. I think it'll be a challenge to you today if you stay tuned, and he'll be along with that in just a few moments. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
This letter comes to us from Nigeria in Africa, and it says, "We are happy to inform you of the tremendous impact your tracts have had on lives in this area. Our ministry focuses on rural area evangelism and house to house. We use your gospel tracts to distribute to the people after sharing the gospel with them. These tracts have helped promote the fast spreading of the gospel. We first got in contact with your gospel tracts through one of our brothers here as a member of our church. We would also want to use this opportunity to ask you for more gospel tracts. It will help us achieve a lot in our quest to reach out to those in these rural areas with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Please send us as many as you are able to. God bless you and prosper your work in Jesus' name. Yours sincerely, Brother Obong."
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Hello, this is Pastor Burroughs. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Today, we're going to go to the book of Psalms, and we are in Psalm 119, verses 33 through 40. It's the fifth section, all right, of Psalms. There's 22 sections in Psalm 119, and there's 8 verses in each section, and it's in alphabetical order, okay? So the fifth section, it's H-E, it's the fifth letter of the Hebrew alphabet. It's heh, and it's a letter that always begins a verb to make them causative, like cause me to learn, cause me to understand. Well, we're going to look in these verses 33 through 40. It's really a unique section because in this section, every verse is a prayer. Every verse is a plea that God would cause him. And he said, verses 33 through 34, cause my mind. 35, cause my feet. 36, cause my heart, cause my eyes, in verse 37. I think you get to the meaning of this. So let's look at verses 33 and 34. It's really, really got a hold of me this week, and I pray it's a blessing to you. Verse 33 of Psalm 118, he says, "Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end." G. Campbell Morgan said about this, "The general desire expressed in this division is that for guidance." Okay, it's not an appeal for direction in some special case of difficulty, but rather for the clear manifestation of the meaning of the will of God. That's what he wants here. He wants the will of God. He really wants them to teach him his word. That's what he's asking for. He said, "If you'll do that, I'll keep it unto the end." Now, you'll see in a little bit here, he realizes, you know, he asked him to keep it. He wants him to teach him and all this, and I'll do this and I'll do that. But in the end, there's something else that I keep noticing in Psalm 118, and that is the utter dependency upon God to do this, okay? You'll see that in a minute. He says here in verse 34, he says, "Give me understanding," you see, "and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart." You know, the first there's got to be desire, right? And then there has to be the realization that you have to be dependent upon God. He says, "Give me understanding. It's not enough that I know your word. Okay, this knowledge, my friend, puffs up. We get all full of pride. We can know all the doctrines in the Bible, but to understand them, okay? And that's what he's asking for. If I really know how to have the proper view, okay, if I know how to apply it to my life, I'll keep it. I'll observe it and do it with my whole heart. And that's what we need, isn't it? Not just to read so many verses a day, get our quote in, but learning his word, knowledge, but then that understanding it, really knowing how to apply it to our life, to understand leads to discernment, okay? And that's what the psalmist desires, understanding that he may know truly how to worship the Lord God. Amen? That's what he's asking for. The next, he asks him to help him with his feet. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Make me go. Do you see this? Cause my mind, cause my feet now. I thought, man, can you imagine? Make me go. It's a forcible statement. You know, Lord doesn't force himself upon anybody. But here that he's praying just that. Make me do right. My, would we ask of that of God? Make me do right. You know, Spurgeon said of this, he said, this is the cry of a child that longs to walk, but's too feeble. Of a pilgrim who's exhausted, yet pants to march on. A lame man who pines to be able to run. And that's us. I mean, we're a pilgrim passing through. We want to do right. You know what? We can't always do it. And this psalmist is literally saying, God, please make me do right. Wow. It's sad, but it's true. We don't need to be taught how to sin, but we need to be taught God's word and how to live it. And it seems we don't need any aid in walking down the wrong path. It seems like that's an easy path to go. But we certainly need God's strength, right, to be able to do the right thing and live right. And we need to pray for it. Wow, what a thought. Would you pray that way? God, make me do right. What a thought. Now he says, he caused my heart. He says here in verse 36, incline my heart unto thy testimonies and not to covetousness. What a prayer. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies. You know, incline means to bend. It means to cause, to yield. He's asking that God would literally take and bend him. I remember reading on the Great Welsh Revival, and one old man, he just kept praying, bend me, bend me, bend me. Is that you? Would you say, God, bend me, incline my heart unto thy testimonies, thy word that speaks of thee, thy word that speaks of Christ, bend me to incline unto that and not to covetousness. Why? We know the sin of covetousness. Balaam sold out God's people. Really, in his own soul because he coveted. David committed adultery because he coveted Bathsheba. Achan stole. You know, there's something that stands out in Joshua 7:21 when he's found out. Listen to what he says. I saw among the spoils a goodly Babylonian garment, 2 shekels of silver, a wedge of gold of 50 shekels weight. Then I coveted them and took them. And behold, they're hid in the earth in the midst of my tent and the silver under it. You see what he said? He said, I saw. I coveted. I took. Listen, I could take you through the Bible over and over. Gehazi lied, what? Coveted. You know what? He wound up with leprosy. Listen, all through the Bible, covetousness. No, the psalmist says, listen, God, help me be bent. All right, be bent. I mean, incline my heart to thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Oh my, would we say that? Oh God, bend me to thy word and not to covetousness. Then he says, cause my eyes. Look, he says, turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in the way. Think about that. Turn me, God. Turn my eyes. Job said, I made a covenant with my eyes that I should not look upon a maid. All that's in the world is lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life. It's all vanity. It's all empty. There's nothing of any value. Why? I put down some things here, you know, that is worthless. They're worthless because they don't do any good. They're worthless. They don't last. It's worthless in this old world because it doesn't help anybody else. Cause my eyes. Wow. Would we pray these things? You know what? I believe if we would pray these, God would answer them because that would lead to a life that honors and glorifies him. We're out of time today, my friends. You think about these things. Oh, God, bend me. Help me understand your word so I can live it. God, help me. Thanks for listening today. May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?